This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a magnificent Friday, and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And yes, I don't need your emails about how bad my voice sounds. I have this weird look. I'm not going to go into the details because it makes me sound feminine and you'll be mean about it. That what, Chris? There's a lot of cedar in the air. Okay, whatever. I have this weird, stupid allergy cough and my voice sounds terrible. So you have to deal with me coughing and snotting the whole show. But we have a great show for you planned tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to discuss, first of all, the economy and transitioning off of something, because actually Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said something really, really sharp today. This guy's really impressed me, saying a lot of sharp things, and I want to start off talking about that, and then Trump addressed it. We're going to get into Ask Dr. Jesse questions on, will this woke revolution ever end? Is there an end time to it? Should you go back to these companies who are seemingly backing off of all the DEI stuff? Why do people laugh after everything they say? It's so ridiculous when people do that. All that and so much more. What, Chris? Coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, I want to begin here, because Scott Bessent went on the news and he said something. This is about the economy, because something weird happened in the economy when Joe Biden was president. First of all, let me say something that you need to just cement into your mind. Repeat it 10 times to yourself if you have to. The stock market is not the economy. The stock market is not the economy. I understand the stock market is important because that's where 99% of people keep their retirement. You invest for retirement. I'm no different. I don't have some kind of separate plan that you don't have. That's where I invest too. So I realize the stock market is important, but the stock market is not the economy. Let me explain just a couple points here before we get to Scott Bessent. Part of the reason the stock market is not the economy is because the stock market is now dominated by a few massive corporations from a few massive sectors. So you can have an economy that is completely and utterly failing you. But if, you know, I'll make it about tech because they really, really have a huge hand in the economy. But if a few gigantic tech companies are doing well, the stock market can be going gangbusters. So you can't find a job. Your inflation's killing you. But the stock market's doing great. It's not that the stock market doesn't matter. Again, I want to emphasize that. But just because the stock market is up doesn't mean the economy's good. And when the stock market's down doesn't mean the economy's bad. It's one aspect of an economy. Now, why is that? And Scott Bessent will help me prove my point here in just a moment. I want you to picture it like this. We're going to, because this is going to be about government spending and what the communists did under Joe Biden. Let's say your home. Let's say whatever. Let's assume you have wife, husband, kids, home, car. Let's say you are not paying the bills. You just don't bring in enough money. You're not making every car payment. You're not paying every power bill. You're not, you are underwater. And if you're there right now, I know how you feel. I've been there. It hurts. You're just not making it. And you're having to sit down every single month and figure out, okay, let's see. We skipped paying your car last month. We can't get it repoed. We'll make a payment on your car this month. But you know what? We'll kick the power bill down the road because they're usually a little lenient. Oh, yeah. Does it sound like I've had these conversations? I have. You're underwater. You're not making it. So you as a family, you're not bringing in near what you're paying. And as a solution for that, your brother's a banker. You go down to the bank and you get a $500,000 personal loan from your brother. He crosses some I's and dots some T's. $500,000, no strings attached. Boom! He wires it right into your checking account. Well, bills are paid now, aren't they? Car payment, power bill, all those things. But it is a loan, you see. It's a $500,000 loan. You have to not only make payments on that loan, you are buried far deeper in debt than you were when you just weren't making the power bill. Oh, sure, on the surface, it looks fine. Hey, honey, grab steaks at the grocery store. Let's celebrate this weekend. Pay all the bills and it's steak night. This weekend, it feels wonderful. Long term, you just completely screwed yourself for temporary relief. What they did under the Biden presidency, because remember, a lot of this is still from COVID, because the United States of America decided to join with the rest of the world and shut down the largest economy on the planet for a chest cold. The economy was always still struggling under the Biden presidency. But then you add in the communist things that communists do, all the regulations. Trump talked about that forever. Communists love regulations because it strangles an economy. Regulation here, that's regulated, that's regulated. They regulate everything and they just destroy an economy. So how do you make sure the stock market remains high? How do you make sure you can at least kind of get the illusion the economy's going well? Government spending. If people are losing jobs, hire them to work in the federal government. Does that help the country? Of course not. It's an added drain to the country. But temporarily, unemployment stays normal. If there's not enough capital going around, businesses are struggling, hey, wander down to the Fed. Start printing money. Pump as much money into the economy as possible. Get that free paper floating around there. And sure, everyone will be good. It's stakes on the weekend. But long-term wise, you are buried. And this is how America has run its economy for a long time. And it got turned into overdrive during Biden's presidency. Here was Scott Bessent earlier.
Look, there's going to be a natural adjustment as we move away from public spending to private spending. The market and the economy have just become hooked. We become addicted to this government spending, and there's going to be a detox period.
The stock market loves government spending. It loves it. All that extra capital floating around in the economy. And who, of course, has the easiest access to all that extra capital? Is it you? When I say there's extra capital floating around the economy, did you notice any of it ending up in your bank account? No, of course you didn't. It ended up at Merrill Lynch. It ended up at Facebook. It ended up at Goldman Sachs. It ended up at BlackRock. All that extra paper, it ended up in their accounts so they can spend, invest, do this, do that. None of it ended up in yours. Now, the stock market looked wonderful while you're on your third job and your credit cards are maxed out. Trump spoke to the press today, which I love that he does every day. It's so nice having a president who can talk again. Talked a bit about some of this.
For the first time in 15 months, the job gains for native-born Americans, for American people, people born in America, exceeded job gains for migrant and foreign-born workers. This is the first time that's happened in more than 15 months. Employment for native-born workers went up by 284,000, while foreign-born workers went down by 87,000. Under the final 2 years of Biden, one in every four jobs created in America was a government job. That's a tremendous percentage. But under the first full month of President Trump, which we haven't even gotten started yet, an incredible 93% of all job gains were in the private sector. So that statistic just came out.
One quarter of the job gains under Biden were government jobs. And the ones that weren't went to foreigners, of course, as the Biden administration went as fast as they possibly could to rip your country out of your hands and hand it to foreigners who could simply be bought. That's what happened for 4 years. And what's happening right now is a change, a transition, a realignment of the world. Trump talked about it here with manufacturing jobs.
During the last year, the Biden administration saw a loss of more than 110,000 manufacturing jobs, or 9,000 manufacturing jobs every single month. During the first full month in office, we've not only stopped that manufacturing collapse, but we've begun to rapidly reverse it and get major gains. We created 10,000 manufacturing jobs in February alone. And these aren't government jobs, which actually we cut. These are private sector manufacturing jobs. So we gained all of those jobs, 10,000 jobs, and we barely started yet. That's a very unusual number. People are surprised by it. I'm even a little surprised. On auto jobs, we created almost 9,000 new jobs in the auto production field.
We're watching, we're witnessing, we're living through a detox. And that's how they're addressing it. That's how Bessent and these guys are addressing it. A detox. We got that big fat government loan from our brother. That nice loan from the bank. And we've been enjoying steaks and things like that. But that didn't put us in a better spot. It put us in a worse spot. And now that $500,000 loan is done, it not only has to be paid off, we still have to address the fact that we were underwater and still are. And it'll take time, but we'll get it done. All right? All right. Now, I want you to do something for me this weekend. I want you to treat yourself to a piece of meat. It doesn't have to look, it'd be a whole chicken. You can get a chicken for a reasonable price still, by the grace of God. A steak. Doesn't even have to be something nice. Get yourself a sirloin. Maybe, if you're doing okay, get yourself a pork butt. Sorry, Chris. Get yourself a brisket. Get something. And I want you to use your IQ sense on it. From Chefman. Chefman has this IQ sense. It's a wireless cooking thermometer. It's the most amazing thing ever because you don't just open up the grill and stick it in there. What's the temp? I'm not really sure. You put it in there and leave it in there before you even put it in the oven or the grill or the smoker. It connects with the app on your phone. All the guesswork is done. Whatever you're cooking is perfect every time. And you even put it in the app. I'm cooking chicken. I'm cooking this. Perfect every time. You want to save 15% on an IQ sense? Go to chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, a wonderful Friday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And another word before we get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, another word about all this endless government spending that they were doing that we now have to change. Remember, they weren't just doing it just for the stock market. They were doing it for themselves. These politicians in the federal government. In the federal government, naked corruption looks a little different than it does at the local and state level. At the local and state level, oftentimes it really is someone handing an envelope full of cash to someone on the board of supervisors. That's how it works. State level can work like that too. But sometimes you'll see these kind of scams, which are illegal, where city of Detroit has a mayor. Mayor happens to have a first cousin who does asphalt, does a lot of asphalt. What do you know? $20 million asphalt contract is coming up for the city of Detroit. And would you look at that? Which company got the $20 million asphalt contract? Happens to be the first cousin of the mayor. In the federal government, this is the norm. Did you know Jen Psaki? You remember Jen Psaki, that soulless ginger who was Joe Biden's press secretary. Now, of course, because she's a member of the system, a card-carrying member of the system, she has a lucrative job in the media. Did you know her sister works for USAID, essentially? Her sister gets paychecks from USAID? That's how it works. Tim Burchett addressed some of this. I love Tim Burchett, Tennessee. Tennessee's the best.
Listen, we're going to push back because you've got congressmen on both sides of the aisle that if they follow that paper trail, it's going to come back to them. You got their wife and or girlfriend that works for some agency, quasi-agency or some business. I'm trying to get a primary for saying that, but that's the truth, and we all know it. And this town's crooked as a dog's leg. Somebody's going to straighten it out. It looks like it's going to be Elon Musk.
Audio was a little rough, but of course you heard Tim drop a, this town's crooked as a dog's leg. I just love him so much. And also, he said they have their wife and or girlfriend working at some agency, some quasi-government agency. There was a story yesterday, we didn't touch it really, because it was kind of a nerdy, wonky, in the weeds story. But remember all that climate change money that got handed out by Joe Biden? A lot of the climate change groups that got the money, they had just opened months earlier. Someone just decided, I'm going to start a climate change group. We'll tackle climate change. Oh, would you look at that? I have millions of dollars in the federal government coming in. Oh, and would you look at that? The head of my group happens to be a Democrat, a career Democrat. The corrupt, ongoing, pervasive theft from the American taxpayer is enraging, enraging beyond belief. Let's get out of here. Let's do some other things. Dear Jesse, do you think the woke revolution will ever end? Philosopher Hannah Arendt observed that revolutions never end because they're not about achieving equality, rather branching out until everyone falls under the group in the revolution. Says his name is Nathan. That's a very sharp email. I'll tell you what, I'm going to pair this email with this one I got. Jesse. I stopped shopping at Target stores with all they had on the Pride Month last
year. Why are you gay?
Now that they are walking back DEI policies and facing protests from commies. I know you say spend money with companies you agree with, but I am torn. You say companies like Pure Talk, but I am torn. Do I return to patronizing Target stores again? That's from Eric. Well, first of all, let's talk, before we get to the commie, the woke aspect of this, I think we should talk about mobs, revolutions, armed insurrection. I think we should have a discussion about this historically and kind of how this works and why it works this way. Because beyond the commie aspect, there's a human nature to this. You see, power is just one of these things, as we've discussed before. Human beings, they want it. Everybody wants it at some level. I'm not saying you desire to be a dictator, but whatever level of power you have in your personal life and your business world and whatever, don't you want a little more? Even if it's not for selfish reasons, you know, maybe you volunteer at your church, maybe you work your butt off, maybe you're cleaning the toilets in your church over the weekend. By the way, God admires that very much, I should note. But maybe you're cleaning toilets. Don't you wish you were kind of in charge of all the toilet cleaners? That way you could get even more people. And don't you have better ideas? We could get the toilets cleaner in the church. I'm not saying it has to be evil, but human beings, it's our nature to want a little more power than we have. And the bad part about that is, it is also in our nature, mine as well, I am certainly not beyond this, it is in our nature to abuse it and to use it for selfish reasons instead of selfless reasons. None of us are beyond that. It's a human nature thing. So this is good. This will come back to the woke revolution, revolutions in general, mobs. Let's have a little discussion about that. I think it'll be good. Let's have a discussion, speaking of mobs, about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic. What do you know about the armed street mobs that were walking the streets having gladiator fights essentially in the streets of Rome during the rise and fall of the Roman Republic? Did you know guys like Pompey Magnus hired gangs of gladiators to walk around with him and serve as his bodyguards around town? And that if your gang ran into another gang, it might be something straight out of the movies where you're going to have a good old-fashioned knife fight in the streets of Rome. You know that? You know Hillsdale College, they'll teach you about that stuff for free. You realize that? They offer more than 40 free online courses now Hillsdale doesn't want all that wisdom to stay just for people who can pay. It's for those of us who don't want to pay. People like Chris. At no cost, hillsdale.edu/Jesse, you can go learn about sweet history stories at no cost. hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, a wonderful Ask Dr. Jesse Friday with me, Superhuman Jesse, powering through seasonal allergies like some kind of a hero. Now, let's get back to what we were discussing, because really the basic premise of the emails was, will the woke revolution ever end? Should I go back to shopping at Target? They're abandoning their DEI stuff. I'll get to those questions specifically. You just got to bear with me because I'm totally going to sidetrack for a little bit here. Power. Human beings want it, and human beings will abuse it most of the time when they get it. Now, when I say that, here's what people normally think of. It's what I would think of. You think of tyrants, don't you? You think of dictators. Maybe you think of Kim Jong-il. Maybe you think of Stalin, Hitler. Maybe you think of Joe Biden or something like that. You think of some tyrant who tries to tell people what they can say, what they can't. You think of a solitary human being. Oh, yeah, you're right. This tyrant, he got all this power, and now he's abusing people with it. And that's correct. That's fine. But there's another part of this, you see, and that's the tyranny of the mob. The mob, large groups of angry people, oftentimes a righteous anger, but the mob, large groups of angry people can be just as evil, tyrannical, and oppressive as the worst monarch in the history of mankind. Mobs, oftentimes, they're not these reasonable, saintly groups who just want to speak truth to power. But how does that happen? Because let's say, okay, let's do Joe Biden. Let's say, God forbid, we'll do a little alternate history here. Let's say Joe Biden didn't drop out of the race, and Joe Biden won re-election. Ran against Trump, didn't work out. It wasn't what the American people wanted, and now Joe Biden is president. Now think of all the horrible, evil crap they did, just with the FBI alone during his first 4 years. They, of course, would have ramped all that up in an effort to completely stomp out all their political opposition. I was half joking when I said I believe that I would have been arrested by the FBI for some sort of invented crime if Joe Biden had got another 4 years. I think that would have really started rounding a lot of us up. I do. So let's say he gets another 4 years. I'm mad about it. You're mad about it. Let's say he's starting to arrest people we love. Clay and Buck, they get the cuffs thrown on them. We're outraged. Outraged. What if I come on my radio show that night and I say, we are marching on the Capitol. We are marching on the Capitol, and we're going to let D.C. know what we think about that. It's going to be a peaceful march, but we are going to march on the Capitol and tell them they have to release Clay and Buck. What if I get a couple million of you with me? Not unreasonable if one of those things takes off on social media. A couple million people following me up the streets of D.C., you're telling me I would never turn around and see a million people following me and have it go to my head? What if I marched up to the Capitol and I said, Congress, release Clay and Buck right now or else? What if they did it? Oh my gosh, Jesse. Okay, a couple million people. Sorry. Go ahead. You're telling me you wouldn't want me to use it for some more stuff? Okay, I'm glad Clay and Buck are out. Good. Now eliminate the IRS now. Or else. You'd still be on board, right? Right? How long do I have to have that kind of power? How long do you, you're standing right there with me, demanding these things with me, how long do you have to have that kind of power before we start to abuse it? Before it goes to our head, we get whipped up in a frenzy. Soon, we're just eliminating, criminalizing things that just annoy us, like the word literally. Gone. Death penalty for using that word. But you see what I mean. I'm half joking. Mobs themselves can get intoxicated with power. So always keep that in mind, okay? Now, as far as the revolutionaries go, about the woke revolution, will it ever end? Because this guy said revolutions never end because they're not about achieving equality. The communist revolution will never, ever, 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 ever end because they are ordered for it to never end. Lenin himself said revolution without end. But why? Why do they think in those terms? Well, when I say communism is a religion of destruction, I'm not just saying that for radio. Communists believe that the power structures of the world, not of whatever country they're in, not of Russia or China or America or Canada, but the power structures of the world, the way the world is currently structured, all of it is evil. It's evil. It's set up to be tyrannical. And therefore, all the power structures of the world must be brought down. But bringing down all the power structures of the world is not easy, and it's not fast. So the communists, why is it they never stop destroying? They'll destroy this, and then they just move right on like it's nothing. Destroy the next thing. Destroy the next thing. It's their religion. They believe destruction is what is good. They believe destroying something is doing good, the greater good. So when they put a tranny scout leader in front of your Cub Scout group, you think this is crazy. They're destroying the Cub Scouts. They think the Cub Scouts, with their values and honor and family, they think that's evil and it must be destroyed. When they put all that disgusting, despicable commie filth in the military, you thought they were destroying the military. They thought the military was evil to begin with. You have any idea how many commies I've had say to me in my life that we shouldn't be honoring the military before things like football games? And I would ask, why? They'd say, well, it shouldn't be partisan. Now think about that for a moment. To an American communist, the military is a partisan thing? That only makes sense if you're against the country, doesn't it? Their revolution will never, ever, ever end, ever, until they either convert or until they pass away from old age. It's the truth. They can't make it stop. Because revolution without end is what they are ordered to do. Have you ever looked at that? We'll set all politics and policies aside for a moment. Have you ever looked at happiness, contentment statistics? They're fascinating if you ever dig one up. It's not hard to find a study on them. Have you ever seen how miserable Democrats are as human beings? To just look, I'm not even talking about abortion or taxes or border or anything else. They're miserable human beings. You know that the majority of Democrat women are on anti-anxiety medication? Did you know that? The single ones. 72% of single women vote Democrat, and I believe the number is about 60% of them are on anti-anxiety medication. Why? Imagine serving a religion that demands you destroy everything. One lady I know, Jennifer Gallardi is her name. If you watch my TV show, it's on the First TV at 9 o'clock Eastern every night. She is a former leftist. Not anymore. She's one wonderful, wonderful human being. But something she says consistently whenever we're talking about how she used to think, how she used to be, she'll tell you all the time, unprompted, I was so miserable. I was so guilt-ridden. And I have so much joy now. They believe they must destroy at all times, and in so doing, it destroys them. The woke revolution will never end because it cannot. Now, that will bring me exactly to your question about stores like Target before we get to that. Let me ask you, what's your favorite picture you have in your house? Maybe it's part of your wedding album. Maybe it's your wedding day. Maybe it's a big family picture. You guys all went to the beach. This stuff is obviously on my mind. I just went to another funeral. My aunt pictures are just, That's the stuff you sit there and you watch and it rips your heart out. What is your favorite picture, the picture that touches you the most? Well, it's fading. Today, that picture, it's more faded than it was yesterday. Time destroys them. Those home movies you have, the ones on the VHS tapes, the camcorder tapes, they're more faded today than they were yesterday. How do you stop that? Well, you digitize them and you preserve them there forever. Are you going to have a fire in your house tonight? I don't know. Wires go wrong all the time. That picture, gone tonight. Legacy Box, the Americans at Legacy Box, they'll send you a box. You put that stuff in a box. You mail it back to them in Tennessee, American Jobs. They'll digitize it all for you and then send you the box back. I've trusted these guys with pictures of my father. Would I be directing you somewhere if I didn't trust them? Half off right now. You save 50% on the box at legacybox.com/Jesse. That's legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Thank you for bringing us back with an American band, Chris, on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, to move on to the other questions, because we have to get to the Trump tariff stuff and other things. Should you go back to Target? Well, the revolution, the communist revolution, will not end because communists are not allowed to end it. It will not end, but it will rebrand. Remember global warming? Remember global cooling? Weird how you don't hear about those terms anymore now. Why? Well, they fell out of favor. The genocidal maniacs in the climate change movement told you that you had to give up things that made your life better because the world was warming, but you noticed you kept having these bad winters. So they were like, all right, we got to drop that word. Then they told you there was going to be another ice age. The ice age is coming back. Uh-oh, better give up everything you love. But then you noticed the summers were getting hotter and hotter, and you got mad. Then they switched it to climate change. And now they've really, really nestled into that word, because that can mean anything. Now, every time there's a tornado, they're like, hey, look, the climate's changing. It changed from yesterday. The communists don't stop their revolution. They rebrand it. They rename it. Target, if you actually look at what companies, and I don't even mean to just single out Target, because this is a lot. This is going on across the corporate world. Target, they didn't back off of all the LGBTQ Air Force stuff they were doing. In some stores in, surprise, surprise, southern states, they either eliminated some of all the rainbow stuff or they moved it to the back of the store. So if you walk into Target in Connecticut, then right when you walk in, you'll be able to purchase chest binders for your little girl because they're a bunch of demonic freaks. But if you'd like to purchase such a thing in, let's say, rural Mississippi, now it's going to kind of be in the back corner, back by the dumper. That way nobody really sees it. You still get the check mark from all the weird, hateful LGBTQ groups, but you don't get too much blowback from the normal people who thinks Target made real differences. How many stories have we told you about these different colleges and corporations already? In fact, we'll focus on the colleges because Trump got in there right away and he said, "You universities, all this DEI stuff, not a dime, not another dime from the federal government as long as that exists." The NCAA, the schools, they felt like they had no choice. So they started not eliminating all this DEI stuff. They renamed it. In many cases, they didn't even fire or remove a single employee. They just changed their label. Be very, very careful if you're going to start going back to a business because you think they've changed their ways. Be careful. Make sure that they have, okay? Here's one way you can make sure. This is one way. I'm not telling you it's the ultimate way, but it is a good one, a very, very good one. Have you ever heard of the Human Rights Campaign, the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign? I know you have, Chris. the Human Rights Campaign. It is maybe, I would say, probably the largest and most powerful of the gay, commie, activist groups out there. What do? They bully American businesses into doing as much gay stuff as humanly possible. So how it works, this is a simplified version, is let's say Chris has a jewelry shop. I walk it. What, Chris? It's an example. I walk into Chris's jewelry shop, and I'm with the Human Rights Campaign. And I say, hey, Chris, I notice you don't have very many flaming people around here. You know, we're going to give you a bad score, and we're going to publish it on our website unless we come in here next week and you have at least one tranny and one lesbian. So you've got a week, Chris, to really gay your employees up, and if it's not done, then you're going to be put on blast. Well, Chris is a business owner. Chris's job is to make money. Chris, let's say, and most business owners are not political people. Chris obviously is, but what if he wasn't that? What, think how intimidated you would be. You're trying to make money. You're competing with other jewelry stores. And now you find out, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. They're going to put the screws to me if I don't. Honey, we didn't get a lesbian. Your sister will work. Then you're scrambling out there trying to hire one. Soon, Chris is submitting reports. You know, they take reports, submitting reports to the Human Rights Campaign. Hey, look, I gave the whole place up. Give me a good score. If you are patronizing a business that has a good score from the Human Rights Campaign, that means that business works with the Human Rights Campaign, and you should never, ever, 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 ever give them a single dime of your money, ever. Honestly, before you look at the business website, go look at the Human Rights Campaign's website. If they are involved with the Human Rights Campaign, they should not get your money at all. That is not, like I said, a universal test for everybody, but the HRC is enormous, and they are heavily, heavily integrated into the corporate world because of what I just said. They've done that. You know how I just strong-armed Chris in his jewelry shop? They've done that with major corporations. Hey, we'll put you on blast in front of the whole world. We'll turn you into some kind of a bigot. You need to do this, 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 and this. In fact, why don't you go ahead and write us a check so we can better educate you on this, 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 and this. It's mafia tactics, essentially, only with a pride flag and skinny jeans. See? Now, speaking of Chris, have you purchased any gold yet? You know, look, Scott Bessent talked earlier about the transition we're going through right now. America's corporations, they're not all going to love it, and you're going to see it reflected in the stock market. They want that free government cheddar. That means, what is reliable? You know what's reliable today? The same thing that was reliable during Biden's presidency, the same thing that was reliable during Trump, the same thing that was reliable during Thomas freaking Jefferson's. Gold, silver. The entire history of the world is gold and silver maintaining their value. Get some in your retirement. Gold Co. has over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. You know how much they've placed? Over $3 billion in gold and silver. It's what they do. You know how hard it is to get an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau? Gold Co. has one. You don't have to know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing. How do I get gold in my retirement? Gold Co. knows. And you might qualify for free bonus silver right now. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.